美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目，你是哪里人单元的高级课程。
Kevin and Jose are new roommates who are meeting each other for the first time. Jose is from Mexico and is telling Kevin about his experience coming to America. Winnie, in this first section, listen for the phrase to strike someone, which means to really catch someone's attention.
Oh, to strike someone 就是特别引起某人的注意。好，那我要仔细听了。
What were some of the things that really struck you when you first came to America?
Well, my first impression is that everything was really spread out.
That's particularly true in the American Southwest. Because there's so much space, many cities, like Los Angeles, grow outward rather than build taller buildings, like in New York.
Yeah, I heard that's why the traffic is so bad there.
Yeah, everything is far apart, so everyone needs a car to get around, so there's lots of traffic.
Winnie, what struck Jose about America when he first arrived?
他的第一印象啊，就是美国所有东西都很分散 ,spread out.
That's right. And how has this affected traffic conditions?
正是因为很多城市都铺得很开，所以人们的生活离不开汽车，也就造成了交通拥挤。
Exactly. In the next section, listen for the phrase to stand out, which means to be very obvious or noticeable.
What about the culture? Was there anything that really stood out about Americans when you first started interacting with them?
Well, the thing that struck me was how casual Americans are. Even people who are strangers still call each other by their first names as if they're friends.
Yeah, Americans also tend to be very casual in business relationships. Sometimes people from other countries who are used to being more formal find this rude.
Yeah, I bet some people have a hard time getting used to that.
So, Winnie, what really stood out for Jose about American culture?
他觉得美国人很随便，即使是在正式场合，也经常对别人直呼其名。
Right. And does this sometimes cause problems?
美国人可能觉得这样很亲切，可是啊，在某些文化看来，这可能是非常不礼貌的。
Right. In the next section, listen for the phrase to keep someone at arm's length.Which means to maintain a distant relationship with someone.
But you know, I find it interesting that even though Americans are very casual and friendly, they also value privacy more than people in other cultures.
You know, I think you're right. Even though Americans are friendly to strangers, some of them also like to keep people they don't know at arm's length.
Yeah, they really like to have time to themselves.
I agree. If you're from a culture in which people are always together, Americans can seem very rude when they're trying to be left alone.
一点没错，我的美国邻居每次见面都特别友好地跟我打招呼，可是啊，从来就不请我去他家做客。
That's pretty common. Americans like to be friendly in public, but they also like to have their own space.
没准他家特别乱，所以不敢让人去啊。
Could be.In the next section, listen for the word punctual, which means on time.
You know, I've also noticed that Americans really value punctuality and like to be on time.
That's right. In some cultures, people aren't so worried about being on time. They have a hard time in the United States because Americans don't like for people to be late.
It's true. Sometimes when Americans come to Mexico for tourism, they get really mad when the bus doesn't leave on time.It's strange to always be in such a hurry, even on vacation.
You know, I think when you go to another country, you have to go with the flow.
美国人喜欢守时，但是 Kevin 觉得，如果他们到那些并不重视时间观念的国家去，就应该 go with the flow, 入乡随俗。
Yes, as the English expression says, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is, Where do you live?
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天这一课的题目是你住在哪儿，这一课主要谈论住房和生活情况。我们还要学习26个英文字母和拼字，我们会听到这样一句话，
How do you spell that?
这个字怎么拼？
How do you spell that?
首先请听 Kathy 和 Max 的对话，介绍今天的采访嘉宾。
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who do we have with us today?
Today we'll be talking with Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman.
Thornton, how do you spell that?
It's T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N.
I see. Thornton.
That's right.
对话中提到的 Thornton 先生是做什么工作的呢？我们再听一遍。
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who do we have with us today?
Today we'll be talking with Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman.
Thornton, how do you spell that?
It's T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N.
I see. Thornton.
That's right.
The alphabet.
字母表
Listen and repeat.
下面请大家跟着 Max 念着26个字母。
A.B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R.S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Interview.
访谈时间。接下来我们要采访的 Thornton 先生是一位工商界人士，他开了一个公司，自己当总裁。下面是访谈中用到的一些词语
A businessman
商人工商界人士
A businessman
这个词是这样拼的 B-U-S-I-N-E-S S-M-A-N
A company
公司
A company
这个词是这样拼的C O M P A N Y
A company president
公司总裁我们学习过总统也叫 president
Who do you work for?
你给哪个公司做事你给谁做事
I have my own company
我有我自己的公司我自己开公司
Where is your company located?
你的公司在什么地方？现在我们来听这次访谈。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Henry Thornton. Good morning, Mr. Thornton.
Good morning, Kathy.
Mr. Thornton, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a businessman.
Where do you work? I mean, who do you work for?
I work for myself. I have my own company.
What's the name of your company?
It's Titanic Limited.
Titanic? How do you spell that?
T-I-T-A-N-I-C. Like the ship.
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm the president.
The president?
Yes, I'm the president of my company.
Where is your company located?
It's in Seattle.
Do you live in Seattle?
Yes, I do.
With your family?
Well, my mother and father live in Seattle, but I don't live with them.
Where do you live?
I live in a large house, a very expensive house.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Henry Thornton. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Henry Thornton 的工作、家庭等很多内容。Thornton 先生自己开了一家公司，这个公司的名字很有意思。他的公司叫什么？他住在哪个城市？他是和父母住在一起的吗？我们再听一遍。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Henry Thornton. Good morning, Mr. Thornton.
Good morning, Kathy.
Mr. Thornton.I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a businessman.
Where do you work? I mean, who do you work for?
I work for myself. I have my own company.
What's the name of your company?
It's Titanic Limited.
Titanic? How do you spell that?
T-I-T-A-N-I-C. Like the ship.
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm the president.
The president?
Yes, I'm the president of my company.
Where is your company located?
It's in Seattle.
Do you live in Seattle?
Yes, I do.
With your family?
Well, my mother and father live in Seattle, but I don't live with them.
Where do you live?
I live in a large house, a very expensive house.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Henry Thornton. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Henry 的公司叫 Titanic Limited， 就是泰坦尼克号的那个 Titanic Limited， 就是有限公司的意思。这个词用在公司名称中的时候，常常缩写成 LTD。
Listen，
下面请大家跟着我们重复。
His name is Henry Thornton.
How do you spell Henry?
It's H-E-N-R-Y, Henry.
How do you spell Thornton?
T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, Thornton. Her name is Sarah Scott.
How do you spell Sarah?
It's S-A-R-A, Sarah.
How do you spell Scott?
It's S-C-O-T-T.Scott.
Telephone.
听众电话。听众打电话来向 Thornton 先生提问题。我们将了解到 Thornton 先生还没有结婚，也没有女朋友。请注意，在美国的实际生活中，陌生人之间交谈的时候，都尽量不涉及对方的私生活，例如，是否已经结婚，挣多少钱等等。下面请听电话问答。
We're back with our guest, Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman from Seattle. Let's take a call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm from Boston. I have a question for Mr. Thornton.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
No wife? No girlfriend?
That's right. But I do have a lot of money.
Well, good luck.
Thank you for calling. Mr. Thornton, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's take a short break.
我们再听一遍 Henry 和这位女听众的对话。
We're back with our guest, Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman from Seattle. Let's take a call.
Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm from Boston. I have a question for Mr. Thornton.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
No wife? No girlfriend?
That's right, but I do have a lot of money.
Well, good luck.
Thank you for calling. Mr. Thornton, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and answer. Sarah Scott or Henry Thornton?
问答练习。是 Sarah Scott 还是 Henry Thornton?
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
请大家先听提问，等铃声响了以后，根据上面绘画的内容回答，然后再听 Max 是怎样回答的。
Who lives in Seattle? Henry Thornton lives in Seattle. Who lives in Chicago? Sarah Scott lives in Chicago. Who lives in an apartment? Sarah Scott lives in an apartment. Who lives in a house? Henry Thornton lives in a house. Who lives alone? Henry Thornton lives alone. Who lives with her sister? Sarah Scott lives with her sister.
Daily Dialogue at a Party Part 3
每日对话今天的题目是在一次社交聚会上第三部分在对话中会谈到 Tina 住在华盛顿的一所不大的私人住宅里
Listen to the conversation
现在请听这次对话
Ooh, who's she?
Oh, that's Tina Harrison
Is she married?
No, she isn't
Really? What does she do?
She's a lawyer.
Where does she work?
At Ford McKenzie.
Oh, that's a big firm. Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
这位男士看来很想认识 Tina Harrison. 我们再听听这段对话。
Ooh, who's she?
Oh, that's Tina Harrison.
Is she married?
No, she isn't.
Really? What does she do?
She's a lawyer.
Where does she work?
At Ford McKenzie.
Oh, that's a big firm. Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
Listen and repeat.
下面请跟着我们重复。
Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
Question of the week.
每周一问，请大家注意听。
This week's question is what do they do?Listen carefully. What do they do? We'll have the answer on the next show.
Person number one.
I work very hard, but my salary isn't very high. I have 30 students in my class. I work in a school. I teach French.
What does she do?
Person number two.
I really love my job. I like helping sick people.I work in a hospital, but I'm not a doctor.
What does he do?
Person number three.
I like my passengers. Sometimes my work is boring. I drive on the same streets every day. I drive a bus,
What does she do? We'll answer these questions on our next show.
今天的问题是，这几个人的职业分别是什么？我们将在下星期的节目中提供答案。
A question for you.
下面我们要问听众朋友一个问题。
Now here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
请大家在听到铃声以后回答。
Where do you live? Ah, I see. Thanks.
Max 问你住在哪里？我能再听听你的答案吗？好，下面我们来复习今天学过的主要内容。今天这一课主要谈论住房和生活情况，继续学习使用动词 live， 还有26个英文字母和拼字。这一课我们还学会了说
How do you spell that?
这个字怎么拼
How do you spell that?
首先请听 Cathy 和 Max 的对话。
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who do we have with us today?
Today we'll be talking with Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman.
Thornton, how do you spell that?
It's T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N.
I see. Thornton.
That's right.
接下来请听 Cathy 采访 Thornton 先生。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Henry Thornton. Good morning, Mr. Thornton.
Good morning, Kathy.
Mr. Thornton, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a businessman.
Where do you work? I mean, who do you work for?
I work for myself. I have my own company.
What's the name of your company?
It's Titanic Limited.
Titanic? How do you spell that?
T-I-T-A-N-I-C, like the ship.
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm the president.
The president?
Yes, I'm the president of my company.
Where is your company located?
It's in Seattle.
Do you live in Seattle?
Yes, I do.
With your family?
Well, my mother and father live in Seattle, but I don't live with them.
Where do you live?
I live in a large house, a very expensive house.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Henry Thornton. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
下面是听众电话。我们要再次提醒大家，美国人在一般的交谈中很少问这种涉及别人隐私的问题。
We're back with our guest, Henry Thornton.Mr. Thornton is a businessman from Seattle. Let's take a call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm from Boston. I have a question for Mr. Thornton.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
No, no, I'm not.
Do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
No wife? No girlfriend?
That's right, but I do have a lot of money.
Well, good luck.
Thank you for calling. Mr. Thornton, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's take a short break.
每日对话，在一次社交聚会上，第三部分。
Ooh, who's she?
Oh, that's Tina Harrison.
Is she married?
No, she isn't.
Really? What does she do?
She's a lawyer.
Where does she work?
At Ford McKenzie.
Oh, that's a big firm. Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
各位听众，在今天的这一课结束之前，我们还要播送 Cathy 和 Max 还有他们的同事们在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题还是那个神秘的电话。下面是我们要听到的几个词句。Brother, 兄弟。
这个词的拼法是 B R O T H E R.
I have a meeting.
我要参加一个会议。下面请听对话。
And we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Thornton.
My pleasure. Oh, I have to go. I have a meeting. I'm already late.
Well, take care. And thanks again. He was an interesting fellow.
Yes, he certainly was.
By the way, did that man ever call you back?
Yes, he did. He called back last night, and it was really strange.
Who was it?
It was my brother.
Your brother? I didn't know you had a brother.
Neither did I. I don't have a brother.
Kathy 对于那个神秘的电话还是念念不忘。Max 告诉 Kathy, 那个人昨天晚上又给他打电话,而且自称是他的兄弟。可是据他自己所知,他根本就没有兄弟。看来事情越来越复杂了。我们再听一遍对话。
And we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Thornton.
My pleasure. Oh, I have to go. I have a meeting. I'm already late.
Well, take care. And thanks again. He was an interesting fellow.
Yes, he certainly was.
By the way, did that man ever call you back?
Yes, he did. He called back last night, and it was really strange.
Who was it?
It was my brother.
Your brother? I didn't know you had a brother.
Neither did I. I don't have a brother.
各位听众，我们今天的新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
America 之音继续为您播送中文节目。
美国之音免费中文热线电话留言，每天开通18小时，从北京时间晚上12点到下午6点之间，你随时随地可以拿起电话给我们留言。
我是从辽宁，我姓陈。
你好，我是山东淄博的，我叫徐良。
美国之音你好。
中国大陆的听众请先拨1081，然后是866-837-5161，这个时候您会听到。接着播16，您会听到。
欢迎您的留言，也请告诉我们您的姓氏和居住的省份。如果您愿意，请留下电邮地址或电话号码。好，请在信号以后开始留言。
每次留言的时间请不要超过2分钟。不论是提问题、提建议，还是点评时事，我们都非常欢迎。要不您现在就拿起电话试一试。
你知道什么是
home run，
什么是
slam dunk，
什么是
out of bounds？
答案只有一个，美国之音体育美语，北京时间星期五和星期一晚上6点半。
Wow， Yangchen， you're on fire。
为了帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套学习辅导材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。